Christian.
讲到他有一天接到孩子学校寄来一张通知。
And he received a notice from his school, from the child's school.
因为他的孩子13岁了，学校就寄了一个通知说，准备给他们一些这个性教育。
And because his child is 13 years of age, and there's sex education given from the school.
所以请父母亲先来 preview，先来看一看这些内容。
And so the notice is to invite the parents to go look at the contents of the sex education.
所以那天他就去了。And
so he went.
他去了以后，他很 surprised， 只来了12个人。
And on that day, he was rather surprised because only 12 parents showed up.
我跟林石去参加过 Cupertino 的，来了300-400个人。
And my wife and I went to join the Cupertino district's similar event, and there are more than 300 people.
我想我们中国人还是比较重视孩子啊。
And I think Chinese people care for the children more.
他说那天只有12个人来。
But then that brother says only 12 people came.
他就坐在那里看老师发的那些资料。
So he was flipping the pamphlet that is handed to him.
里面有很多东西教导他们怎么样子防止孩子怀孕，防止孩子被传染那些性疾病。
And there's this information about how to prevent the pregnancy and how to prevent the sexual disease.
他说他很惊讶地发现。 里面居然没有提太多怎么样子教导孩子们持守他们的贞操贞洁。
And there's actually not the education about how to practice abstinence.
所以呢，当老师来的时候就问他说：“你们刚才看的资料有没有什么问题？”
And so when the teacher came, then they were asked, "Do you have any questions concerning this?"
他就问说：“为什么你发的教材里面没有太多鼓励或者教导孩子们要持守他们的纯洁？”
And then he asked about the question, how come you don't teach abstinence?
一讲完这句话，底下是十几个人都大笑起来。
And right after he said that, then the 12 people, the rest of the people were all laughing.
还有人嘲笑他说他是把头塞在沙子里面，他不认识这个世界。
And some people described him as an ostrich hiding the head in the world, in the sand, and do not know this world.
那现在在这个时代还去谈守什么贞洁？
And right now in this time, how come you still talk about things like that?
最直接的问题是要怎么样防止他们传上疾病，或者防止他们怀孕。
The most direct help for them is to help them not to get pregnant too early and not to have sexual disease.
他说他被大家笑完以后，他就希望老师能够说一些话。
And he, after all these people laugh, he still wanted the teacher to explain something.
那个老师跟他讲，他说我们只负责告诉你这些事实，但是道德观是父母的责任，我们不管。
And he said, we only tell you the facts, and moral standard is according to what the family will teach, so it's your job.
所以上课上了一段时间以后，他就是跟大家讲说，我们后面有预备 donuts 啊，你们大家到后面喝喝咖啡，吃个 donuts。
And so as the class was dismissed, then they say you can go have some donut at the back.
而且我们在后面呢放了名牌啊，请你们每一个人写上自己的名字贴上去啊，让我们彼此可以认识大家。
Oh, during the intermission, that's what they do, and then people are supposed to write a name tag and put it on.
我不晓得这个是弟兄还是姊妹，但是anyway，他就里面并不想去，因为他心里面蛮沉重的。
So that Christian did not want to go because she was a heavy burden about this.
那个老师过来鼓励他去，那他里面突然今天是你有个感动，叫他不要去。
And the teacher came and asked him to go, but then he has the urge prompting of the Holy Spirit not to go.
所以他没有去。
So he just stayed.
等到第二堂来上课的时候。
And then as the session resumed.
老师开始讲课，
and then the teacher starting to teach.
他说，请你们现在做一件事情啊。
And he said, please everyone do this one thing.
请你们每一个人把自己的名牌撕下来。
And please take down your name tag.
每一个人把名牌撕下来，不知道为什么。
So everyone put it down, don't know why.
他说，在你们每一个人的名，在你们的名牌后面有一个人，名牌后面有画了一朵小花，请问是谁？
And whoever have a please look at the back of the name tag if there is a little flower and I ask you who that is.
那有一个人举手，他说是我。
And the person raised the hand says me.
那个老师就问他说，你刚才你记不记得跟哪些人握过手？
And the teacher asked, do you remember who you shook hands with earlier?
那他就找一找，就把那几个跟他握过手的找出来。
And then he looked for those, he pointed to those who shook hands with him before.
然后老师就在问说，那你们这几个人又跟谁握过手？
And then the teacher asked, who did you shook hands before?
他们又找出来，结果所有的人通通都握过手了。
then after a little commotion, then everybody actually shook hands with everybody else.
老师说, 握手, 假装比方, 就是那个亲密的性行为的话,
and the teacher says that if we compare that with the sexual acts,
刚才后面有花的那个人是有传染病的人,
and the one who has the flower actually has a contagious disease.
他说我必须很诚实地告诉你们, 我们在座的每一个人都染上这个病。
And the teacher says, then I will tell you the fact that then if that is the case, then every one of us have the disease.
这位主内的肢体, 他心里面在想说, 你这个老师用这个方法教的还蛮, 这个, 让大家印象深刻的。
And then the Christian thought about, huh, this is actually a good illustration.
但是当老师在这里说, 你看我们全部人都被染上了。
But then when the teacher says, look at us, all of us have this disease now.
主突然感动他站起来,
and then the Lord suddenly moved him to stand.
他说我没有,
and he said, I don't have this.
这就是我说, 教导孩子们持守贞操的重要性。
And this is what I'm talking about, the importance of the education of abstinence.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们忍受试探, 不是只是因为怕我们接受了犯罪的苦果而已。
And today our teaching of to endure in temptation is not to teach us just to avoid the fruit of sin. And there are all sorts of temptation in this world.
不光是孩子们, 我们大人一样。
And not only the children, the parents are not immune also.
今天这个世代, 多少人结婚以前就在那里发生性行为。
And so many people, they have premarital sex.
今天多少人就已经像美国的电视电影讲的, 认识一两天就可以上床了。
And just like the movies, we see that many people know each other for a day or two, and then they have sexual acts.
今天世界充满了试探在我们的周围, 而这一切的试探是要摧毁我们。
And there are all kinds of temptation in the world, and they all go out to destroy us.
叫我们的私欲被牵引诱惑。
And so that our lust is being tucked away.
叫我们犯罪而从这个罪就生出死来。
And so that we will sin, and from this sin, then death is born.
弟兄姊妹不仅仅掉到试探里面会带来犯罪的痛苦。
And not only falling into temptation will bring forth sins.
而在积极的里面神说那些为着爱神而忍受试探的是有福的。
But then more positively speaking, the Lord says those who endure the temptation and are blessed.
他要把生命的冠冕赐给我们。
For they will receive the crown of life.
这是在消极方面。而在积极方面里面讲到我们怎么样子能够讨神喜悦呢？
But more positively, it talks about how we may please the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 爱是最短途径。
And love is the shortest route.
让我们愿意为了爱的缘故, 来为神做每一件事情。
So for the sake of love, let us do all things in it.
换一句话说, 做每一件事情, 我们都为了爱他而做。
In other words, we will do all things to love Him.
愿意遵照神的旨意来做。
And according to God's purpose, we do.
所以圣经里面讲到说, 如果我们遵守神的诫命, 这就是爱他。
And so therefore, the Bible tells us that if we obey the Lord's commandment, then that is loving Him.
当我们知道主的心意的时候,
and if we know the heart of the Lord,
我们就愿意全心地去满足他。
And then we set ourselves out to satisfy Him.
当我们碰到一些不如意的事情,
and if we face something that is not smooth,
我们不是在那里忍受,
and we are not only just to endure,
我们不是用基督徒的教条在那里束缚我们,
and we are not just to have some kind of Christian principle to bind ourselves,
让我们能够为着爱的缘故, 我们来做。
But let us do these things now in love.
有一个年轻的姊妹叫 Little Teresa,
and there's this little sister called Little Teresa.
所有人知道她的都知道她是一个极 全心爱神的一个小姊妹。
Everybody who knows her knows that she loves the Lord with all her heart.
她从五六岁开始就被神的爱常常充满。
And since her 5 or 6 years of age, she was always filled by the love of the Lord.
她20多岁就死掉了。
And she died in her 20s.
在她这么短短的年日的里面,
but then in such a short life that she lived,
人碰到她就碰到她那个爱神的那个烈火。
And those who encountered this young sister have met the love of the Lord.
她很小的时候就跟神有一个祷告。
And because she prayed since she was young to
the Lord, 她的主啊, 让我成为你手中一个没有价值的小玩具。
And she said to the Lord, please make me a worthless toy in your hand.
像个小皮球一样, 你可以随便丢, 可以随便踢。
And it's like a small ball that you can toss it about or kick it about.
不用把我做成一个那么贵重的，你连碰都不敢碰。
And don't make me something so precious that no one dare to touch.
她整个的心就是要叫主快乐就是了。
And because she wants to make the Lord happy.
所以当她是孩子的时候，就用玩具来祷告主。
So when she was small, then she prayed to the Lord for what she know, a toy.
而当她大的时候
，But when she grow up,
她整个心都是爱。
Then her love is more tremendously filled by love.
她的传记告诉我们，她做任何一件事情，她都为了爱神而做。
And her biography tells us that how she does all things in the love of the Lord.
她说当她心情沉闷的时候
，And when she was rather depressed.
她为了爱神的缘故
，And because of the love for the Lord.
她脸上带着笑容去跟人讲话。
And she will have a smiling face to talk with others.
她有一句非常有名的话，我想我们很多人都读过。
And there's a famous saying from her, and many people have heard of it, perhaps.
她说当她懒到一个地步，连动都不想动的时候。
When she does not want to move even a finger.
所以她也会懒啊。
And actually, there are times that she doesn't want to move also.
可是她说，如果我为了爱神的缘故
，But because of my love for the Lord.
我从地上捡起一根线来。
And if I can only pick up a thread from the ground,
比我在心情好的时候
and compare that with my good mood,
我做很多大事在神的眼中更有价值
and that is more valuable than all the good works that I do in my good mood.
我明明不想做，看见一个线别人丢的，我干嘛去捡它呢？
And if I do not want to move a finger, but then since someone just left that on the ground.
如果我体力好，我精神好，也许我可以捡。但我现在正好最懒的时候。
And but perhaps I can pick it up when I'm up for it and I'm willing to do it. But now I'm actually don't want to move.
当我心情最 down 的时候。
But when I'm rather distraught.
但是我为了爱神的缘故。
But because I love my God.
我愿意去把它捡起来。
And I still want to reach out to pick it up.
比我们好好的时候做大事在神的眼中更宝贵啊，弟兄姊妹。
And that is more precious than when we are in a good time, in a good mood, and want to do something for the Lord.
就当我们讲到爱神的时候
So when we talk about loving God,
不是在我们聚会中唱那个爱的诗歌感动的时候我们说爱神而已。
And it's not the love that when we're in a good meeting and singing songs in love for the Lord,
更摸着主的心，更叫主的心喜悦的爱情。
But what is more pleasing to the Lord, the love that is more acceptable to Him,
是在我们几乎不可能的环境里面，我们还愿意为了爱他，我们来做。
It's the time almost impossible for us, but we're still willing to serve Him.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这样子的机会在我们的生活里面多的是啊。
And there are all sorts of opportunity like this for us.
有一个弟兄，他有一天去坐计程车。
And there's a brother who was having a taxi ride one day.
他下车的时候，那个计程车座子吐出一根铁，把他裤子整个刮破了。
And then there is this a wire that is that kind of tear off his pants.
他心里面本来正要生
气，
他本来正要生气，跟这个司机 argue 的时候。
And he was rather angry and wants to argue with the driver.
圣灵突然提醒他说：“你不是羡慕爱我更深吗？”
And then the Holy Spirit remind him, and don't you long to love me deeper?
啊，突然为着爱的缘故。
But because of for love's sake.
他跟那个计程车司机讲：“你的位置上有一个铁吐出来了。”
And he talked to the driver, said, "And there is this metal that is sticking out here in your car."
你把我的裤子刮破了就算了，但是你要小心，不要刮坏了别人。
And my pen is ruined now, but then let it not be happen again.
哦，那个计程车司机非常的抱歉，一直跟他道歉，然后说不要他的车钱。
And the driver apologized and said, "Oh, then I cannot take your fare."
他说不用。
And he says, "Okay, I pay you."
啊，你早点把它修好，免得伤到别人。
And just fix this, and so no other people will be hurt.
弟兄姊妹，这样子的遭遇在我们生活里面到处都是。
And these kind of opportunity for us is everywhere.
让我们不愉快，让我们 frustrated。
And they will cause us usually not happy or frustrated.
但是对一个真正有心愿意来爱神的人
But to those who truly have a heart to love the Lord,
每一个环境都是他爱神的机会
And every occasion is an opportunity to love God.
求神帮助我们
And may the Lord help us.
有一个伟大的雕刻家，当人家请问他说：“你这一生最得意的雕刻是哪一座？”
And there's this someone asked this great sculptor, "What is the most satisfying piece to you?"
他永远回答说 "My next one."
And his answer will be always my next one.
就是他现在正在做的这一个。
And that is the piece he is working on.
虽然他从前已经做了这么多伟大的。
Although he had done many good pieces before.
但是在他里面永远有一个更强的 desire， 我的这一个要比从前的更好。
But then he always had this desire in him that he wants to make the next one better than the last.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在你过去的30年、40年、70年、80年的日子，哪一天您过得最有价值？
And it doesn't matter how long you live, can you remember which day is the most worthwhile day for you in the past?
我们能不能说今天？
Can we always say today?
爱让我们整个生命生活被提升起来。
And love will lift up our life and all our living.
爱能够叫我们的神的心得到最深的满足。
And love will cause the heart of God to be completely satisfied.
当主耶稣对彼得说，你爱我比这一切更深吗？
And when the Lord Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
我们求圣灵也常常问在我们的里面。
And we ask the Lord to speak to us in our heart through the Holy Spirit the same question.
当玛利亚愿意把那一瓶真马达香膏倒在主身上的时候。
And when Mary was willing to pour out the pure nard before the Lord,
那一瓶的香膏不仅仅那一天充满了全屋子。
And the fragrance of the pure nard not only filled the room that day,
那一瓶香膏满足了主的心。
And that fragrance also satisfied the heart of God.
主特别交代门徒，你们将来往普天下去的时候，都要述说这个女子在我身上所做的美事。
And the special command from the Lord was that wherever you go to preach the gospel, you have to mention the story of this woman.
不是那一瓶香膏有什么价值。
It's not to say that pure nard has worth a lot of money.
虽然它是很贵的香膏。
Yes, it is very costly.
但是一瓶香膏最多香个几个月，它也会消失了。
But then it doesn't matter how good it smells, the fragrance won't last in a few months.
为什么这个香膏能够香了2000年到今天还香呢？
And how come that pure nard is still emitting fragrance till today?
为什么这个香膏能够摸着那个造天地的神呢？
And how come this fragrance can touch that God who created heaven and earth?
为什么这件事神一再地交代我们，你们往普天下去都要述说这个女子所做的事情。
And how come it is so important enough for the Lord to say wherever you go preach the gospel you tell the story?
因为她不管别人怎样批评论断她。
And because that woman doesn't matter how other people criticize her.
她不管别人怎样的判断她说你这么浪费。
And it doesn't matter how other people esteem her as a wasteful person.
她觉得对主从来没有浪费。
She felt that towards the Lord there is nothing too excessive.
她愿意在爱的里面把最好的来给神。
Because she wants to give the Lord her best in love.
弟兄姊妹，我们的哪一天最有价值？
And which day for our, in our lives is most worthwhile?
劳伦斯告诉我们，如果我们不用今天来爱神，
Brother Lawrence says, if we do not love the Lord today,
我们浪费了今天。
Then we have wasted away today.
这一天在神的眼中毫无价值。
Then today become worthless.
因为我们拿到了诺贝尔奖，在神的眼中一样没有价值。
And even if we have obtained the Nobel Prize, then in the eyes of God, it is counted as nothing.
但是我们能够在爱的里面为着他做每一件事的时候，
But if we do all things for the sake of love,
我们在他的为了爱他而说话，也改变我们说话的态度。
And because of our love for Him, we even change the tone of our speaking to others.
我们为了爱他的缘故，忍受一切十字架的苦难。
And because we love Him, we endure the sufferings of the cross.
这都是真马达香膏。
And all these is the pure nard.
叫主的心得满足。
And they will satisfy our Lord's hearts.
我们诗歌225首。
And hymn 225.
告诉我们，我若曾爱你，应该是现在。
Reminds us that if we are to love Him, and it should be now.
我想我们都很熟这首诗歌。
And I believe we are all familiar with it.
我们也常常唱。
And we sing it often.
我们也常常感动。
And we are also touched by it.
好不好？当我们在唱的时候。
And please, when we sing it again.
我们真正的在主的面前有一个祷告。
And that may we all have this prayer.
让神跟我们之间的关系不再是这么遥远。
And that the relationship we have with the Lord is a closer one.
跟那个西卡女士一样，从前神对她是一个高高在上的神。
And just like to that, the Pakistani lady that although God was far away from her before.
从那一天遇见神以后。
But from that day after she met the Lord.
她的房子不再空荡。
And her house is no longer empty.
她知道神就在这里。
Because she knows that God is there daily.
她的人生不再孤单了。
And her life is no longer in void.
她知道主就陪着她走。
And because she always knows that God is with her.
她的生活不再没有价值了。
And her life is no longer worthless.
她可以为了爱神的缘故，让每一天都有价值。
And because she loved the Lord, then every day has become meaningful.
我们若爱神。
If we love God,
应当是现在。
It should be now.
我们唱一三两节。
We sing stanzas 1 and 3.
我耶稣。我爱你，因为你肯为我受害。
I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow.
我若曾爱你，主应当是现在。
If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
一起来第三节。我这。虽然今天并不是一个什么特别的日子，可是当我们肯到祭坛面前，我们再次甘心地把自己放在祭坛上，主，我在这里没有什么高言大志。
Lord, before you, I cannot have be high-minded or saying high-sounding bites.
我就是一个简单简单的心愿。
But I have this simple desire.
主，我愿意与你更亲，我愿意爱你更深。
Lord, I want to be near you and love you deeper.
把我们剩下的日子奉献在爱他的这个伟大的事上。
And for the remaining time we have, we want to give it all to this God who loves us.
没有一个人可以替我们做这个祷告。
There is no one who can pray for us in our place.
我们愿意更多享受他的爱吗？
But if we want to enjoy more of his love,
我们愿意更觉得他那么亲近吗？
And if we want to feel his presence even nearer,
让我们把自己放在祭坛上。
Let us come and put ourselves upon the altar.
让圣灵再把神的爱浇灌下来。
And may the Holy Spirit shed abroad in our hearts the love of God once again.
让我们爱他成为自自然然的事情。
And so that to love God is something natural to us.
哈利路亚。
Amen.
你若有感动，可以简短的带我们有祷告。
And if anyone is moved, please lead us into prayer. 阿门。
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus, you have spoken to us today. Lord, we know that it is not hard for us to love you. But it is impossible if we don't first be loved by you.
Amen.
But Lord Jesus, you have done the impossible thing for us.
Amen.
God has become man and was crucified upon the cross.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, you pour down your love in every one of us today.
Amen.
Lord, we just pray that for this willingness to come closer to you.
Amen.
So that we can experience deeper of your love. And that we may have more love returning to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we are reminded to live every day in this love. Lord Jesus, we are weak but you are strong. When we come making ourselves available to you, Lord Jesus, you can do mighty things through us.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, right now we are all yielding to you. And we pray that the Holy Spirit do not pass any one of us by.
Amen.
Lord, as we open our hearts and call unto the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, fill us with the love of God.
Amen.
That we may live a life truly meaningful and worthwhile before God.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, change us. Do the impossible work in our life.
Amen.
For we desire to love you. Jesus, bless your church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
So, Amen.
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
因为我们知道你永远爱我们,
because we know you always love us.
虽然我们的聚会会停下来,
though our meeting may stop here.
但是你的同在永远不离开我们,
but your presence will never leave us.
虽然我们的信息可能会被遗忘,
though our message may be forgotten.
感谢主，让我们带着你那不改变的爱回去。
The Lord allow us to bring the love that is not changing back.
让我们一天比一天更深的经历到你爱我们。
And so that each day we will experience your deeper love for us.
也让我们一天比一天的愿意爱主更深。
And to allow us to love you more day by day.
我们愿意在最平凡的小事上。
Lord, among the most common things of man.
在最平凡的日子里。
In these common days.Among men,
让他因着爱的缘故变得都是荣耀
and, oh Lord, allow them all to transform into glory for love's sake.
因着爱的缘故每一个日子被你所数算
And in the sake of love, Lord, may our days be counted before you.
实在求主亲自继续对我们每一个人的内心说话
We ask the Lord to speak deep into our hearts.
让我们真知道也感受到你爱我们
that we may truly know the love you have for us and experience it. Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in Jesus' name, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢主
Amen.阿门。
Praise Jesus。
阿门。Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.我们祷告停在这里啊。
We'll end the prayers here.
希望我们每一个人都跟主建立起自己的关系。
And may each one of us build a personal relationship with the Lord.
又真实又可靠。
That is true and reliable.
啊，我们今天中午的用餐，刚才王弟青松弟兄已经告诉我们，是在我们原来聚会厅的外面。
So now we shall all go to lunch together and we're going out and then make a right turn.
所以刚才这条路一直走然后在那个聚会厅的右边你会看到很多的桌子我们在那里聚餐。
And so just follow everyone and we'll go there now.
那我们有一些椅子需要抬回去所以请弟兄们如果可以帮忙的话留下来帮忙。
We ask the brothers if you can help also stay to help moving the chairs back.
需要安静的我们还是欢迎你继续能够安静在这边、啊、
And if you need to pause and in silence you're welcome to stay here
介绍一下我的姊妹，你们都没有机会。